A couple of points. One I want to clarify is that, yes, a lot of heterosexual couples and married couples do make all those sort of legal arrangements and things like that. But what the major distinguishing difference between the two is it's not automatic for same-sex couples. If you didn't have any arrangements at all, there are some laws that allow for an automatic right to different finances and things, and it may not be to what you would want, but there is that automatic thing. The other thing is on the issue about whether there's, you know, a man and a woman, or a woman and a woman and a man make a better parent or not. Personally, I think that's actually a matter of opinion, and a lot of studies have shown that gay couples make just as good parents, or that straight couples are better parents, or whatever. There are plenty of studies, and I have read them, and there are some that are actually quite credible on that point. But what it doesn't take into account that there are same-sex parents that need that protection. And it doesn't matter whether you like it or not, or whether you think it's better or not. It's the same as if a single mother or situation, they need the protection. The child needs that protection. And it is better for them to be with a parent, even if you think that, yes, maybe they would have been better off with a male role model at some point. But if they've grown up with same-sex parents, then they need that support of the parents they've grown up with, and they know that, and who love them and support them, and they do need that protection. And that's the thing. The problem with a lot of these arguments are that everyone gets very emotional about it and forgets the reality of it is actually happening. And whether you actually agree with it or not, you need to turn around and say, people need protection, and they need the freedom to make those choices. And you should have be free to make the choices that. To hold the opinions that you do, and people shouldn't say that it's wrong for you to hold those opinions, because that's not true. That's part of being in a free society. But at the same time, it's not right for someone to block laws to prevent other people who feel that there's a different way to live from living the way that they want to.